we are getting ready for this doubleheader between the Pella Christian and Pella softball teams here on Eagle Lane. It is senior night, a very exciting night here for the renewal of the Tulip City Showdown. Ground ball by Harold, the shortstop. She'll be retired. Agri will come home, though, and the Eagles strike first.
Yeah,
the 1-1 count. Brofhart hits it. One bounce off the center field fence. That is going to score two. Brofhart's in with a double, and Pella Christian leads 3-0. Faith Kakmarinski hits one into the gap in right field. Right center field, that's going to play Emery Agri, and the Eagles take a 4-0 lead. And Corbin is going to get the Dutch on the board as she blasts a home run. Now let's go ahead and call that tonight's Raise the Roof moment of the game, presented by Randall Roofing, as Ella Corbin's long ball breaks the scoreless stretch here for the Dutch. A high fly ball.
This one could get out.
By Curry, going back on it. And that one leaves the yard to right field. So two solo home runs in the inning here for the Dutch. And they've cut the lead in half. The 3-1, Brofhart hits it up the middle. It's kind of weakly hit. It's going to be a close play. It's off the mark. Brofhart is safe. That ball into the dugout. So Brofhart's going to move to second. And Yakov will come in to score. 5-2, Pella Christian leads. And it's a ground ball. It's through the hole on the left side of the field. And that will tie the ball game.
Good hitting by Sheckle to get that ball into the grass and do exactly what she had to do.
As she did. And so 5-5 our score now. And that ball is through the wickets of Harrell. And it's going to be a single for Sheckle, and she ties the game again. And it's a fly ball just over the glove of Harrell. Emery Agri out there bobbles it, and Pella gains the lead.
I think that's the first time Pella's had the lead tonight. So timely hitting, two outs. Pella Christian could have got out of it. Pella makes some pay.
And it's a ground ball to Brown at third. She'll fire over, and Pella takes game one of the Tulip City Showdown here in the doubleheader with a come-from-behind victory, 7-6. Thea Wissey with a line shot down the right field line. That'll play to run. It'll be a double for Wissey to start off the ball game and give Pella a 1-0 lead. Brofhart, it's a hard ball at second base, and it doesn't get corralled by Corbin at first, and Westerkamp scampers home to tie the ball game.
Yakov here with the 0-2 offering once more to Pollock,
and it's lined over the head of Dunsberg and into center field. Agri comes up firing to the plate, and Tauke scores on the single by Pollock, who advanced to second on the throw. That pitch is in the dirt. It's going to get to the backstop, but Maya comes home, and she is safe on the wild pitch. And we've got a tie ball game once again. Ava Curry will one bounce it off the base of the fence in center field, and she'll pull in with a double, an RBI double. Yakov with a drive into left field. That one will leave the yard. And we'll call that our Randall Roofing Raise the Roof moment of the game, as Emma Yakov pulls the Eagles back within three and cuts the deficit in half. Dunsberg in here with a 1-1 count facing Kiki Riggin. It's a drive into left center field. That one gets down, and the Eagles have cut the lead to one on the Dunsberg and double. 2-1, it's to the backstop. Angry's coming home. The throw goes high, and Harrell is caught out in no man's land. And she's going to be out at third, regardless. Tie ball game. The score. Yakov with the drive in the center field. Walk off ball.
Unbelievable.
Raise the Roofing, Raise the Roof moment of the game. It's back-to-back innings. Emma Yakov homers. And that one will give the Eagles the win. 7-6.